This morning I am joined by John Riley, Senior Lakes Warden at Owassa. His work at the Owassa's Lakes serves to preserve natural habitats and to protect the quality of our community's water supplies. The Cane Creek Reservoir is renowned in North Carolina as one of the best places to fish, but both the reservoir and Sea Lake are excellent places to enjoy recreation and the beauty of nature. Well, first of all, John Riley, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Ron. Appreciate you having me. It's a great opportunity to be here.
And we were just talking about how we both like this cooler weather. And fall's your favorite time of the year?
Absolutely. And so, as somebody who grew up in the South, we come to enjoy our cool weather when it finally gets here.
And so, there's such a dramatic change, you know, from one day to the next.
It seems like just yesterday it was, you know, we're all sweating, working out in the yards, working out and doing our thing. And then all of a sudden somebody flipped the switch and here we are toward fall. But we'll take it. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, Owassa. O-W-A-S-A stands for Orange Water and Sewer Authority. And a lot of people who may, you know, we have so many people moving in and out all the time. A lot of people might not really understand what Owassa is, but one thing I wanted to talk about today is Owassa's lakes. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the lakes and what there is to do for visitors and how you get to them and all the information.
Sure, sure. So Owassa has two lakes, and these are the primary use of the lakes is to be the drinking water supply for all the folks here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Of course, the university is part of that. So that's the main designation for the lakes, but a lot of people come to enjoy our lakes, not just because of nice, clean drinking water, but we have recreation. So we rent john boats, canoes, kayaks. We have a variety of places to walk for bird watching. We have a wonderful underutilized picnic area at both lakes that I rival anybody to find a or challenge anybody to find a prettier spot to have a picnic in all of Orange County is to come out to Cane Creek and even over at University Lake. But University Lake is in town. It's just off of Jones Ferry Road, very close to the intersection of Jones Ferry Road and Old Fayetteville Road. That's University Lake. And then also we have Cane Creek, which is a lot of people don't even realize that we have, but it's further out in the country, out 54, right before you get to the Alamance County line. And it's about 8 miles out of town. And it's just a bigger lake and just a different feel to it.
Well, I've got a long history with Owassa. I've loved all the people that have worked at Owassa all those years.
Good people.
And going back to the days of Everett Billingsley.
Yes.
And I remember I emceed the grand opening of that Cane Creek Reservoir over
there.
Did
you really? Yeah, we've got some pictures with you in it.
Many years ago. Yeah. And also, we had this, I started this campaign one time. We were going to have a nude beach out at University Lake. A lot of people.
That would have been interesting.
No kidding. A lot of people fell for that, but there wasn't any truth to it. But,
it didn't go far, probably.
A lot of people, I'm betting, don't even know about the opportunities for recreation at University Lake and Cane Creek Reservoir.
Right.
What does it cost to rent a boat?
Yeah, so we have a tiered structure. For folks who live in Orange County, we give basically a price break, and we charge people who live outside of Orange County even more. So on the whole, it's going to be about $9 to rent a canoe. Kayaks are a little bit more expensive, but we also rent trolling motors. We don't allow outboard motors. We don't allow boats on trailers because we're just kind of a small facility. But we have all those things to rent. And Ron, one thing that I think is neat about it is not everybody has this type of equipment that they personally own, but they still want to come out and enjoy a lake. So we have all that stuff. You can come with just yourself, a little bit of money, and we can take care of it. We can put you in canoes, kayaks, john boats, give you a trolling motor, all those things. And we got a staff that'll take care of you, explain all the rules, all the details of things. And it's just a neat opportunity that I don't think can be matched, especially here in Orange County.
Now, I mentioned earlier in the conversation that Cane Creek is a great place to fish. What kind of fish can you find out there?
Absolutely. No, we're known for the fishing, especially at Cane Creek. So we have largemouth bass, we have crappie, we have all the sunfish, the bluegill, the shellcrackers, we have catfish. And we also, one thing that's neat about both of our lakes, too, is that let's say you don't want to fish from a boat. You want to fish from the shore. Yeah. We have nice fishing piers at both lakes that provide opportunities for those that just don't want to go in a boat. And folks catch a lot of fish there off of the piers, especially lately. The weather's starting to cool off. The fishing's getting a little better. Plus, it's better on the fishermen. It's not as hot out there. You're not sweltering. So it's a great time to come and enjoy something that's right here in everybody's backyard.
A lot of people don't know also that the UNC rowing team uses the lake for competition, and they practice out there as well. Can residents bring a blanket and maybe a lawn chair and watch them compete?
Absolutely. As far as the competitions, usually those don't take place on University Lake. Mm-hmm. Usually they use that just for practicing.
Right.
But by all means, there's a lot of activity around Lake. We have a lot of people who come and just sit and enjoy, bring a book, sit down, just talk with friends, hang out with friends and family, or just have a nice, quiet, relaxing afternoon. One thing too to mention is the hours and days that we're open at the lakes. Mm-hmm. It's not like a lot of lakes where we're open 7 days a week. We're very limited. So at University Lake, we're open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 6:30 until 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then at Cane Creek, we're only open on Fridays and Saturdays from 6 to 6:30.
Okay, so keep that in mind, folks.
And yeah, absolutely keep that in mind.
What's coming up that both locals and visitors alike, you said this is sort of what you have is unlike what you can find mm-hmm. in other places mm-hmm. in North Carolina, so a lot of people coming in from outside Orange County. Mm-hmm. What's coming up that locals and visitors alike should know about Orange Water and Sewer Authority recreational areas?
Absolutely. So this time of year, we'll start seeing a little bit of an uptick. We've seen a little downturn as soon as the hurricanes came through. People have been reluctant to come back. And, you know, this past weekend at Cane Creek, we were actually closed because the power was out.
Yeah.
So we're expecting some big weekends coming up if we can get some decent weather. And so as far as upcoming things that are coming, we've got the closing of the season is one thing, unfortunately,
yeah.
Ron. We close on November the 10th at Cane Creek and November the 11th at University Lake. We're only open from March to November.
Okay.
So we'll be closing up. So, but this is absolutely the best time to come because the trees are starting to change colors. The view is spectacular. And we'll just have hopefully a good time the rest of the year with a lot of folks coming to enjoy the lakes.
John, you really enjoy what you do, don't you?
I do love what I do. It's the best job at Owosso, and I brag about that to my coworkers all the time. It's just a really neat job that I get to talk to folks on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And plus, it's just a satisfying thing knowing that we're taking care of the folks' water.
I get a feeling that you probably grew up wanting to do this kind of thing.
It is. It is. You have a good sense about you. Yeah. I grew up in Hillsboro, and I worked at Owosso at the lakes as a part-time guy back in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And went off to NC State, got my degree, and worked for the Wildlife Commission for a few years. So I've always been outside and outdoors, wildlife, all things natural-oriented in my working career. So I've been very blessed with that. And then when the previous lake warden retired, I just had to put my name in the hat.
Yeah.
So I was lucky enough 5.5 years ago to get the job, and I plan on being there until I retire. It's the kind of job you don't let go of once you get it. It's very, very nice.
See, there's another advantage to going out to University Lake or Cane Creek, whereas you might run into John Reilig and have a conversation with him.
I love to talk, as if you can't figure that out already.
I got you. Thank you for joining us. This is Tourism This Morning, my conversation with John Reilig, Senior Lakes Warden at Owosso. Sign up for Orange Slice, a regular e-newsletter from the Visitors Bureau with exciting news on topics including agritourism, local festivals, and itineraries for things like planning a girls' weekend in Orange County. That's right. You're doing a lot of that. Catch you next Thursday morning for another This Is Tourism feature, thanks to our proud partner, the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.